Happy South.
Lindor Selects.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The world is changing. The competition for jobs is real. But this shouldn't discourage us. It should challenge us. Remember, for all the hits we've taken these last few years, for all the naysayers predicting our decline, America still has the largest, most prosperous economy in the world. Sustaining the American dream has never been about standing pat. It has required each generation to sacrifice and struggle and meet the demands of a new age. And now it's our turn. We know what it takes to compete for the jobs and industries of our time. We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world.
Okay, well, we expect to have an hour on the President's State of the Union address, and so you will not be disappointed because here we are, front and center, this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television from both the left and the right perspective, and your calls at 800-510-8255. That was the President of the United States during his State of the Union address, stressing a consistent theme: innovation is the key to improving our economy. Makes sense, doesn't it? Sounds good. America heading in the right direction, President says. Now we need to reshape some of our priorities to ensure future strength and stability. The President talking about things that I'm sure he wasn't focused on, but the priorities of his first 2 years are what most people think ought to be changed, reshaped, if you will, starting with a health care bill. There were not a lot of themes of optimism, which is great. We all need to be optimistic, and I think many people are, far many more now than they were last year at this time. Some pragmatism, part of his 61-minute speech. The President called for increasing investments in key areas like education. My God, we keep hearing this. What is the spend money on education? Spend, spend, spend. What are we getting for the money that we're spending? You keep throwing money at stuff, and what happens? Plus, when the money comes from Washington, it controls the educational process. You don't leave it to local or even state authorities. If you take federal money, you got to do it their way. That's why we're teaching to tests now, and most kids are moribund in just stupid, right, rote, that kind of stuff. So what is there? Let's get some specifics on all of this. Freezing government spending for 5 years, except for the Defense Department. Now, we're going to get in the way of the military-industrial complex. No, we want to spend more money, make more bombs, blow up more, or potentially blow up more people. All right, anyway, I'm getting a little off the beaten track here. In a symbol of desired political civility, the legislators present broke their usual sort of segregated party seating circumstance and joined members of other parties across the political aisle. I noticed that Nancy Pelosi sat next to a Republican. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She didn't want to sit next to the whip, the Republican whip. She chose somebody else to sit next to. But, ooh, they get cooties. Ooh, they're dirty. Ooh, I don't want to sit next to them. Ooh. President opened his address by discussing the shooting in Arizona and what we ought to learn from that.
We're also mindful of the empty chair in this chamber. And we pray for the health of our colleague and our friend, Gabby Giffords. Now, it's no secret that those of us here tonight have had our differences over the last 2 years. The debates have been contentious. We have fought fiercely for our beliefs. And that's a good thing. That's what a robust democracy demands. That's what helps set us apart as a nation. But there's a reason the tragedy in Tucson gave us pause. Amid all the noise and passion and rancor of our public debate, Tucson reminded us that no matter who we are or where we come from, each of us is a part of something greater, something more consequential than party or political preference. We are part of the American family. We believe that in a country where every race and faith and point of view can be found, we are still bound together as one people. That we share common hopes and a common creed. That the dreams of a little girl in Tucson are not so different than those of our own children. That they all deserve the chance to be fulfilled. That, too, is what sets us apart as a nation. Now, by itself, this simple recognition won't usher in a new era of cooperation. What comes of this moment is up to us. What comes of this moment will be determined not by whether we can sit together tonight, but whether we can work together tomorrow.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, don't you think? What do you think the best points were if you heard this speech? 800-510-8255, anything new? If you were the president, what would you have said that didn't get said? And then afterwards, listening to the Tea Party lady and to the Republican that we get now. Actually, I'm kind of finding this good because I'm a great believer in having as many parties as we can muster up to stir up the pot and to screw up the Republican, the Democratic stranglehold on the political process. So the Tea Party people, even though I may not agree, I certainly did when they get started, and there are many good things in the Tea Party message, and then there are other things that seem to be way off the reservation, but it is interesting that there is momentum here, and that's because people are upset, and the mainstay politicians continue to not get what is going on here, or they misread it. 800-510-8255. The spending freeze is something that particularly intrigues me. How about you? Is the speech that you, well, we're talking about, and that you heard, is it, was it disconnected from political reality? Did he sound like he really was speaking from the heart? Are they his policies? Or are they just ways to get reelected? All part of the discussion, the debate. 800-510-8255 at 14 after this is the Talk Radio Review.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Both sides are all sides, and that was what was presented in the State of the Union address of various issues and how you feel about them with your input. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook nominally, as well as email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. A lot of people being addressed, a lot of folks think the independent voters were being pulled. Obviously, he needs them to get reelected. The significant cuts that have to be made, a lot of congressmen after the fact said more has to be cut. These programs, there are a lot of people who are working on the health care thing, as some of the not the monetary things, this 1099 thing. The Republicans are working on getting that repealed, and there's plenty of support for that in the House and the Senate. Let's see where it goes after that. President last night called for a five-year spending freeze.
We are living with a legacy of deficit spending that began almost a decade ago. And in the wake of the financial crisis, some of that was necessary to keep credit flowing, save jobs, and put money in people's pockets. But now that the worst of the recession is over, we have to confront the fact that our government spends more than it takes in. That is not sustainable. Every day, families sacrifice to live within their means. They deserve a government that does the same. So tonight, I am proposing that starting this year, we freeze annual domestic spending for the next 5 years. Now, this would reduce the deficit by more than $400 billion over the next decade and will bring discretionary spending to the lowest share of our economy since Dwight Eisenhower was president. This freeze will require painful cuts. Already, we've frozen the salaries of hardworking federal employees for the next 2 years. I propose cuts to things I care deeply about, like community action programs. The Secretary of Defense has also agreed to cut tens of billions of dollars in spending that he and his generals believe our military can do without. I recognize that some in this chamber have already proposed deeper cuts, and I'm willing to eliminate whatever we can honestly afford to do without. But let's make sure that we're not doing it on the backs of our most vulnerable citizens.
Here the president discusses the health care law.
Now, I have heard rumors that a few of you still have concerns about our new health care law. So let me be the first to say that anything can be improved. If you have ideas about how to improve this law by making care better or more affordable, I am eager to work with you. We can start right now by correcting a flaw in the legislation that has placed an unnecessary bookkeeping burden on small businesses. What I'm not willing to do is go back to the days when insurance companies could deny someone coverage because of a pre-existing condition. I'm not willing to tell James Howard, a brain cancer patient from Texas, that his treatment might not be covered. I'm not willing to tell Jim Hauser, a small businessman from Oregon, he has to go back to paying $5,000 more to cover his employees. As we speak, this law is making prescription drugs cheaper for seniors and giving uninsured students a chance to stay on their parents' coverage. So I say to this chamber tonight, instead of refighting the battles of the last 2 years, let's fix what needs fixing and let's move forward.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Cuda.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the President and the State of the Union Address and the responses. We'll hear from all of the bits and pieces. We're trying to give you the picture. A lot of the sound gets repeated and then analyzed. I just want you to hear from the State of the Union Address. That's our role. And then I'll throw a few things at you, and you respond at 800-510-8255 the next 14, 15 minutes. Here's more from the president's speech as he pushes the importance of us being innovative.
Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. This could allow you to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down. As we speak, routes in California and the Midwest are already underway. Within the next 5 years, we'll make it possible for businesses to deploy the next generation of high-speed wireless coverage to 98% of all Americans. This isn't about faster internet or fewer dropped calls. It's about connecting every part of America to the digital age. It's about a rural community in Iowa or Alabama where farmers and small business owners will be able to sell their products all over the world. It's about a firefighter who can download the design of a burning building onto a handheld device, a student who can take classes with a digital textbook, or a patient who can have face-to-face video chats with her doctor. All these investments in innovation, education, and infrastructure will make America a better place to do business and create jobs. But to help our companies compete, we also have to knock down barriers that stand in the way of their success. For example, over the years, a parade of lobbyists has rigged the tax code to benefit particular companies and industries. Those with accountants or lawyers to work the system can end up paying no taxes at all. But all the rest are hit with one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. It makes no sense, and it has to change.
You agree with that? 800-510-8255. What else has to change? The president got his biggest laugh when he talked about salmon in an attempt to point out that many governmental agencies need a lot of fixing.
We live and do business in the information age. But the last major reorganization of the government happened in the age of black and white TV. There are 12 different agencies that deal with exports. There are at least 5 different agencies that deal with housing policy. Then there's my favorite example. The Interior Department is in charge of salmon while they're in freshwater, but the Commerce Department handles them when they're in salt water. I hear it gets even more complicated once they're smoked.
All right. That was actually not a bad line. President Obama and the reaction to last night. But listening to that and chuckling about it, you know and I know that we can easily dig into a lot of the things. We don't have to go any further than the passage. He just signed a bill a few weeks ago that was passed by the House. Well, it was actually never passed by either the House or the Senate. The final rendering of the FDA Food Safety Enhancement Act that you've heard me talk so much about was never voted on by either the House or the Senate as a bill. It was voted on, well, it was attached to the refunding of the car thing, what is it, cash for clunkers. It came out of 2009. So here we have a perfect example of either he's changed in midstream, he's doing a mid-course correction, he doesn't get it, or he's just talking, it doesn't mean what he says. In that bill, there is still the four different agencies, government agencies, handling food safety. And anybody who looks at it knows the FDA is the worst agency of all to be put in charge of food safety. It ought to be all under the United States Department of Agriculture. But yet there are four different agencies, and people there laugh about it. But is that laughable when you get the kind of screw-ups and mix-ups and mess-ups that come about as a result of these people bungling and falling all over each other? A question worth considering. Don't you agree?
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It may surprise you to learn that before she became a country music icon, Naomi Judd was a critical care nurse. But unlike facing a stadium full of adoring fans, as a nurse, she witnessed the daily challenges faced by people with chronic pain and those who cared for them. As a spokesperson for the national education program Partners Against Pain, Judd now has 50 million reasons to let others know that they don't need to suffer in silence. That's because the latest statistics show that more than 50 million Americans live with pain, making it one of the top reasons people seek medical care. Judd wants people to know that the journey to appropriate pain management can begin with a visit to the recently updated Partners Against Pain website, www.partnersagainstpain.com. The new user-friendly layout features customized sections for patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals that make it easy to find information about various painful conditions. Partners Against Pain is a national education program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And among the top ten, probably the number one issue this week, in fact, the President's State of the Union Address, President calling for progress, was all about moving ahead, detailing plans to win the future, including investments in innovation, clean energy, reforms in education, government, and so forth. Tax reform. Let's talk about that. The President says that we need to spend more money. The interesting thing, dealing with outer space and private industry, if we can do it with, we can do the space program with private industry, why can't we do that with other different areas in the government? And we're thinking about, right? 800-510-8255. Here's a portion of the GOP response to the State of the Union, delivered in a rather flat way by Congressman Paul Ryan, the president. It's the usual stuff. Nothing inspiring came out of this guy.
We face a crushing burden of debt. The debt will soon eclipse our entire economy and grow to catastrophic levels in the years ahead. On this current path, when my three children, who are now 6, 7, and 8 years old, are raising their own children, the federal government will double in size, and so will the taxes they pay. No economy can sustain such high levels of debt and taxation. The next generation will inherit a stagnant economy and a diminished country. Frankly, it's one of my greatest concerns as a parent, and I know many of you feel the same way. Our debt is the product of acts by many presidents and many Congresses over many years. No one person or party is responsible for it. There's no doubt the president came into office facing a severe fiscal and economic situation. Unfortunately, instead of restoring the fundamentals of economic growth, he engaged in a stimulus spending spree that not only failed to deliver on its promise to create jobs, but also plunged us even deeper into debt. The facts are clear. Since taking office, President Obama has signed into law spending increases of nearly 25% for domestic government agencies, an 84% increase when you include the failed stimulus. All of this new government spending was sold as investment. Yet after 2 years, the unemployment rate remains above 9%. And government has added over $3 trillion to our debt.
I don't know why they decided to get on this guy, but he's a, good-looking guy. Does he have political aspirations? What do we know about Congressman Paul Ryan? 800-510-8255. What you didn't hear addressed during the president's speech was the fact in the next 15, 20 years, our country will be short 130,000 doctors. 130,000 doctors fewer than what we need in order to have you protected. And this all because of this health care bill that was passed. Who's going to address that? 800-510. You see, nobody digs around and finds out the reality. The questions that are asked by the press are just ridiculously stupid and banal for the most part. Dig and find out more about what some of these things mean. I don't know whether Ryan is right, whether he'll have to pay twice as much in taxes or have twice as many government workers. If that's the case, it really will be time for a revolution. And the president referred to no pay raise for hardworking government employees. Excuse me. How many hardworking? There are, sure, plenty. Maybe some is the better word. But most of the government employees I know look at the clock and can hardly wait to go home at the end of the day. And what do they do while they're under the employ of you and me? 800-510-8255. I know that's a gross generalization, but I know that many of you feel that way. Government, one of the people responding after the State of the Union address said, bottom line, the government has to be made more effective using less money. Okay? Here's another response to the president's State of the Union. This one is the Tea Party delivering Representative Michelle Bachmann to speak on behalf of that particular interest group.
Well, here's a few suggestions for fixing our economy. The president could stop the EPA from imposing a job-destroying cap-and-trade system. The president could support a balanced budget amendment. The president could agree to an energy policy that increases American energy production and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. The president could also turn back some of the 132 regulations put in place in the last 2 years, many of which will cost our economy $100 million or more. And the president should repeal Obamacare and support free market solutions like medical malpractice reform and allowing all Americans to buy any health care policy they like anywhere in the United States. We need to start making things again in this country, and we can do that by reducing the tax and regulatory burden on job creators. America will have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Think about that. Look no further to see why jobs are moving overseas. But thanks to you, there's reason for all of us to have hope that real spending cuts are coming, because last November, you went to the polls, and you voted out the big spending politicians, and you put in their place great men and women with a commitment to follow our Constitution and cut the size of government. I believe that we're in the very early days of a history-making turn in America. Please know how important your calls, visits, and letters are to the maintenance of our liberties. Because of you, Congress is responding, and we're just beginning to start to undo the damage that's been done the last few years.
All right. A little blah, blah there, but a couple of interesting and important points. Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman identified with the Tea Party, and one of those being discussed as a candidate, potential candidate for the presidency. She's not going to get anywhere, but she's an interesting, colorful lady. Pretty much always has something to say. Some of it's repetitive and some of it's original. It's what you get from most politicians. 800-510-8255. And sadly, for most people that are on the radio or television discussing politics as well. The president seemed to have something for everyone. Did you listen? Did you watch? What did you think? A couple of more bits and pieces here, including a snippet from CNN's Anderson Cooper program, that 360, Anderson Cooper's 360. Some early grades on the president's address.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
All right, back to where we were, Anderson Cooper with David Gergen, Ari Fleischer, and Paul Begala.
David, this was the president's first State of the Union address since the so-called shellacking in the midterms. How do you think he did?
Ironically, the shellacking may have really helped him, helped his presidency. I think he's pivoted off where he was. I think he gave a very different speech tonight than what he gave last year. Last year was all about what government's going to do for you. This year, it's government's going to be your helpmate, but we've got to rely on private
enterprise. So was he reading old speeches from President Clinton after President Clinton got
a job? I just think he's taking a new tack, and I applaud him because I think it's the right one. That we haven't seriously dealt with the competitiveness question in this country and getting our kids better educated. I thought Arne Duncan turned out to be like the most significant person in the room as the education secretary. When can you remember that? I thought the failure of the speech came on the deficits. And on that, just
not enough about it.
It wasn't serious. It wasn't serious. It wasn't a serious effort to come to grips with what is a towering problem. And he's holding back. I don't know why. I thought it was very cautious. It made some suggestions, implied things, but you can't feel really good about the fact we're going to solve these deficit problems after tonight.
It does stand already in stark contrast to the Republican response. Both Republican responses where deficits were front and center.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Republicanism, it has found its message. It's found its voice. And that is we're being crushed by a deficit, crushed by a debt. And if you add up Paul Ryan's speech and Congresswoman Bachman's speech, you know why Republicans won 63 votes in the last election, 63 seats. You put those two Republican messages together, it's a very powerful movement in this country and a powerful fiscal movement of conservatism.
Paul, we haven't heard from you tonight. Did the president do, in terms of talking about deficit or talking about jobs, what you wanted him to?
Yes, on both counts. First off, I was on your show last night. I said I was hoping to have a beer every time he used the word jobs. He used it 30 times, Anderson, so I'm hammered. and by the way, I'm just kidding. He only used that five-syllable monstrosity, competitiveness, once. Actually, just competitive. He dropped an S. So he was plain-spoken, particularly for Barack Obama, who in the past has been a little airy-fairy and professorial for me, very plain-spoken and very specific. In that little soundbite we just played, he was more specific about the deficit than Congresswoman Bachman and Congressman Ryan combined. He was plain specific. David Gergen's been around. He knows the deficit deal will have to be done and cut, and you can't make your opening move your final bid. I thought he did plenty enough on the deficit, but he showed some specificity in his program. That's what people want, and it was a bit of a laundry list, which I like. You know, when you're feeling kind of naked, clean laundry is a good thing.
All right, that's Paul Begala along with David Gergen, who's the smartest one of that bunch. The grades on the president's address. What was lacking? What do you want to talk about? Your opportunity coming right up here after we listen to Chris Matthews focus on the president as if he were JFK.
Chris, let me ask you, I heard you say tonight American exceptionalism towards the end of the president's speech. Did you think that was...
Well, it was clearly not. It was a Jack Kennedy speech. It wasn't a Bobby speech. It wasn't divisive. It wasn't combative. It wasn't social democratic. It wasn't about class or generation. It was about the country and its capability of meeting historic challenges again and again and again. He was saying, we've done it before. We will do it again. It could have been the American University language. Very solid, very unifying, very magnanimous. Nothing divisive in it. Nothing about constituency groups particularly. Again, I think it was a call to America's greatness again. I think the Republicans were somewhat boxed in tonight in a political sense. You can't not applaud the applause lines tonight. It was very well developed. The music was America. The music was unity. I think it was well crafted to come off of the Tucson.
You know, it's interesting to hear people with these different points of view and wonder whether they are tone deaf as the president has been the last couple of years. JFK and Obama in the same sentence. The only reason they ought to be in the same sentence is because they're in the same party. Other than that, they're both intelligent. JFK was intelligent, but he was pretty much what Obama's becoming. He didn't start out being much of a blender. George Bush, remember, he promised to do a good job of bringing people together and did a horrible job at it. So far, Obama hasn't done a good job either. 800-510-8255. Are you surprised Homeland Security was not a bigger priority? Dave calls the countdown from Indiana. What's on your mind this morning, Dave? Thanks for your call.
Okay. I'm not much on politics, but anyway, he was talking about spending. Well, he's already got us $15 trillion in debt, and $400 billion is not going to cure anything. Also about...
Well, it cures something, but it won't go a long way to fixing what the real problem is.
And also about the congressman getting shot. Well, what about the other people who got shot also? He never mentioned them. And also
I think he mentioned didn't he mention sort of make reference to the girl, the little girl at some point?
He did, but I didn't hear his speech, you know.
Yeah.
And
so,
about the hiring, he's hired more federal employees than anybody.
Well, that's not true either. George Bush hired 400,000, or during the administration of George Bush, almost 400,000 new federal employees were added. So far, another 200,000 have been added, and the excuse they'll give you is that they're part-timers, or many of them are not full-timers. The question isn't who added more. The question is, why are we adding any? What do we need more? There's just more bureaucrats bumbling and fumbling. It's like a welfare. You know, okay, so we can't get regular jobs for these people. Let them work for the government. And what do they do? Okay, so now the reason, if you've ever run a business, Dave, you know that the biggest expense is payroll. So all these people that are talking about cutting the budget, what you need to do to cut the budget is cut the payroll, to get rid of people who don't do anything, to finally once and for all have merit pay for teachers who are government employees, for police officers, for people who work in city hall, work in county government, work in state offices, work in Washington or wherever else there are federal buildings. These people need to be judged. There needs to be a better grading system. They need to be better educated. It's the same philosophy as I've carried forever about police. We have too many policemen, and most of them, unfortunately, are badly trained. They aren't that bright. If we have better police officers, better trained, and fewer of them, pay them better, all of these things lead to a better, more progressive society, which is what we need. We can't just keep adding. It's like the education thing. My God, how much money are you going to throw at this thing? Look at what the money that Bush threw at education, and what a miserable failure that attempt was. Thanks for your call. 51 after. More calls in a moment.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the State of Our Union. Doug Steffen here with Hunter calling in from Colorado. What do you say, Hunter?
I was part of a focus group or something tonight where I was brought in off the street to critique the speech with me and a zillion other people down at the Westin Hotel. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that bought into this hook, line, and sinker. I'm not kidding you. He glanced over things like immigration. He really didn't go into too much detail on the health care thing. That's all these people care about, you know. They don't want to pay for their kids to go to college. They don't care if illegal aliens go with them. And they want free health care. And that's what a lot of these moms and some of the parent types that are in there. I think we had a ringer in the group, too, that was kind of leading us around. And they wouldn't tell us who was paying for this study. But, I got some ideas maybe. But And that's what it was. I was a paid person to critique that speech tonight.
Well, isn't it interesting? There are those sorts of things, focus groups going on in most every city after messages like this. And, yeah, it's probably paid for by a lobbyist organization, somebody contributing to one side or the other to find out what they need to do to move on, to move ahead, to take advantage of what your thinking is. Were these all just words? Is there meaning? Is there substance? Is there starch to them? That's part of what we're looking at here on the countdown. John, you're in Ohio. What do you think about all of these calls?
That was the best speech I've heard since Reagan. I mean, it was really good. It was like the first adult, responsible man that we've had give a State of the Union address in since Reagan. Just the idea that it's still possible that Americans can achieve. It's still possible that Americans can be innovative. Yeah, the idea that we're not done as a country, that it's not over, that we still have the possibility to create, to achieve, to innovate, because we've always done that. And I've not heard anybody say that in a long time.
All right, John, that's good. It's good you feel good about what was there. And, yeah, he did come across as being kind of more grounded than he had been, but he has to again. The reality is he won't get reelected if he doesn't change his tune. Carolyn is in Oregon listening to KUGN.
Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I have two things here. One was tonight when he was talking about educating our children and how they can grow up to be anything they want to be. Well, you know what? They better not grow up and want to be a doctor. You know, he talks about innovation. Well, NASA was one of the biggest innovators, and he shut it down. I've got one other thing here. The other thing that drove me crazy is that he's talking about going over all the regulations to get out of the way of business. This, since the Democrats have been in office, they've passed 62,000 new laws with somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000 new regulations to back those up. And he's going to tell us that he's going to cut regulation? It's insane. I don't know how people can buy it, except that they're just totally uninformed.
Are you well informed? Do you feel that you have on the tip of your tongue some of the important points from this speech? How would you sum it all up? David calling in from Washington State, wondering out loud.
I'm kind of surprised that they keep these speeches going as long as they do in this day and age because of our shortened attention span. It's really easy for, as you were just saying, for people to turn the channel. But I think they feel like they have to do it. They have to speak to their party base. Most of this will be forgotten in the next day or two anyway. I thought the closing was real strong. I thought that was something. By that time, half the audience probably tuned out.
Well, you know, the old saying, David, you got to tell them what you're going to tell them. Then you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. 800-510-8255. Ray, what do you want to tell us?
Good morning. It'll be just another empty promise. Let me explain why. When he was running for election, he promised to stop the hemorrhaging of jobs in this country. I don't know if you caught this, but I caught it on a local channel here. On Thursday, January the 20th, GM announced $540 million plant they're building in Mexico to produce 1,000 jobs. They're going to make engines, low-output engines, emissions. He personally, this president personally backed GM, gave him our money to keep him from going under, the stimulus money, and now this is how, under the command of people he put in GM, he run the other CEOs out. They are going to invest in Mexico, and you say this guy is serious?
I'm looking at some of the blogs here. Interesting to see some of the headlines on the speech and blogging in general. New York Times has some, all the newspapers have a lot of input. And so we've had ours here, at least. This probably isn't the last time we'll talk about it this week, but time's up for this hour. Thanks to the folks at Fox and CNN and NBC and C-SPAN and NPR.